watching Fighting Dirty with Hank Balch.
Hey, Sterile Processing Universe. It's Hank Balch here from Fighting Dirty, and today I'm going to talk about shift huddles. Now, you may be thinking, who does not do a shift huddle? Seriously. Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of folks out there who, for whatever reason, are not currently handing off information from shift to shift. For those of y'all in those situations, you know what it's like. You come in on second shift, you walk into the department, and you find your assignment, and then you spend 20, 30 minutes trying to figure out what the heck just happened. Where are my trays? What's the status of this autoclave? What's going on? Many of those challenges that you experience every single day from shift to shift could be solved with a good, consistent shift huddle. So let's walk through what an excellent shift huddle would look like. Number one, it has to be planned. Now, what I mean by that is whoever is leading the shift huddle needs to get information ahead of time to make that huddle successful. What things do you need to know in order to have a successful huddle? Well, how many cases are still going? What's the status of each of the major areas of your department? For instance, how does it look in Deacon Tam? Is it a disaster? Is it completely cleaned up from the previous shift? You have instruments in the washer. Are there any turnovers going on? Are there loads in the sterilizer that are needed for a first case? All those little details that everyone on your current shift knows, but everyone coming in needs to know, that kind of information should be gathered before the huddle in order to quickly and effectively communicate it to the rest of the team. What this means then is that the supervisor, the lead tech, or even the technician who's responsible for leading the huddle should probably come in a few minutes before everyone else does to give them enough time to ask questions, to clarify any documentation questions, and then to complete a shift report. And I'll get to why that's important in a second. So number one, some planning needs to be involved in making a successful huddle. Number two, everyone should really be present in this huddle. I can't tell you how many departments I have seen that I come into, and they're very happy that they're doing shift huddles, and that's great. But then I look around, and it will be second shift doing the huddle, and then everyone else on first shift is still running around like a chicken with their head cut off, you know, trying to do various things. And all this information is being communicated, but it's a one-way communication. There's no opportunity to ask anyone else a question from the previous shift. It could even be communicated incorrectly to the second shift, but no one would know any different because all of first shift is off doing their own thing. That's just one example, but it's very important to have as many people as possible present at the shift-to-shift handoffs to make sure that no information is confused or incorrect, and to make sure that everything big is handed off. This will mean then, typically what I tell folks is, unless you're working on an immediate turnover, this has to be done right this second, everyone else should stop what you're doing for 5 minutes, come huddle around the middle of the room, and listen and engage. And then number three, the shift huddle should have some type of documentation that's associated with it. Now, this is getting back to the challenges of these crossover shifts or these swing shifts or flex shifts, whatever you call it. If it's a start time or end time that's different from the majority start times and end times, that shift can have trouble sometimes coming in and getting all the information that all these normal shifts do. That's why if they can't be present for the actual shift huddle, it's documentation of a shift report is a great way to ensure that as soon as they hit the front door, they get all the key information that everyone else has to get right to work. This is also helpful on the back end, just in case a tray is missed or there's some kind of drop in communication. if we have a record or shift report of everything that was known at that time, like the night before, for instance, it's a lot easier for leaders to follow back up to make sure that there's no continual broken processes and we constantly drop the ball on the same issue, or to make sure that everyone understands all the important information that should be handed off on a regular basis. And then number four, one of the most important parts of an excellent shift huddle. And then number four, one of the most important parts of an excellent shift huddle is keeping it short. There's a lot of places, and if you're in it, you know, where these shift huddles can last 25, 30 minutes. I've heard of folks having a 45-minute shift huddle sometimes. Now, I'll tell you what happens. It turns into a conversation and oftentimes a complaint session on a shift complaining about the previous shift. So I know no one ever does this, but it'll be third shift complaining about second shift or first shift complaining about third shift. You know how it goes. But all those complaints take up valuable time. And what it does then, it creates this dynamic that a lot of folks don't want to have the huddle because they know, yeah, it's going to be some helpful information, but the vast majority of it is going to be complaints and grumbling and all kinds of debates or confusions and blame. That's not the purpose of a shift huddle. All those conversations, they may be important and they can be had at a different time, different place, in the office maybe, in the locker room probably, but not on this critical 5 minutes of information sharing from shift to shift to make sure everybody knows what happened before, what should be happening now, and what should be going on in the future to make sure that we're ready for all the surgeries for the next day. That's what makes a great shift huddle. I hope this video helps you in your department. And if you have any other ideas for how to make a great shift huddle, please comment in the comment section below. That's all for now. Keep fighting dirty.